Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
So today we're jumping into something pretty relevant, these AI photo editing apps.
Yeah, they're everywhere now.
Exactly. We've gathered some info looking at how tools, like the features in the Wink MOD APK you might find on sites like winkappdownload.com.
Things like instant face slimming, skin smoothing,
Yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Right. And how all that is, well, changing how we feel about how we look. Our mission here is really to get a handle on what this tech means for, our self-image and maybe even our safety online.
And what's really striking, I think, is how these apps, which are super easy to get, tap into that basic human thing wanting to show our best selves.
Totally.
Apps like Wink make achieving that perceived perfection feel.
Well, almost trivial. A quick tap, and things you don't like just disappear.
Okay, yeah, let's dig into the allure of perfection. It's like the shortcut to looking quote unquote flawless. But what's the actual effect of having that power, like right in our pockets, or we're just chasing something that isn't real? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it gets even heavier when you throw social media into the
Oh,
mix.
definitely.
The information we looked at points to this statistic of something like 60% of teens say they feel worse after using social media.
60%, yeah.
Yeah, and you can easily see the connection, right? You're bombarded with these perfect edited images, and it creates this pressure to use the same tools yourself to fit in.
Right, becomes this feedback loop. You feel bad seeing edited stuff, so you edit your own stuff, which adds to the pile. It makes you wonder about self-esteem.
Exactly.
If you're always fixing your digital self, what does that do to how you see the actual you?
That hits on a really key point, self-acceptance. Constantly tweaking your appearance digitally, it kind of whispers that the real you isn't quite, good enough.
Yeah.
There's this psychologist, Dr. Emma Lynn, who has an interesting take. She basically says, editing for fun or creativity, okay, but making big changes to everyday photos of yourself.
That's where the risk is.
Yeah, it can chip away at your self-worth. She really pushes for transparency if you do make significant edit.
Transparency, that feels really important. Like admitting we're all sort of co-creating this slightly unreal online world. Okay, so back to this Wink MOD APK thing. Free premium features sounds like a great deal, but what's the catch?
Right, here's where it gets a bit dicey. Getting stuff for free is always tempting, obviously.
Sure.
But downloading these modified apps, MOD APKs, from sites that aren't official app stores, like that winkappdownload.com, well, you're opening yourself up to some pretty serious security issues.
What exactly?
These things can be loaded with malware, spyware, stuff
Jeez.
designed to steal your data. Think about it. You give it access to your photos, maybe contacts, personal info.
Whoa. Okay, so that free face slimming could cost you a lot more.
Potentially, yeah. It's a hidden vulnerability.
So are there safer options if you just want to play around with editing a bit?
Oh, absolutely. There are tons of legitimate free editing apps you can get from the official Google Play Store or Apple App Store.
Right. Tools like VN, for instance. They offer plenty of editing features without you having to download some sketchy modified file. Safe and secure.
Good to know. So it's really about balancing that temptation for free advanced features against the real risk to your data and security.
Precisely. And it kind of brings us full circle back to this idea of maybe needing more unfiltered content out there.
Yeah, normalizing reality a bit more.
Exactly. If we can shift towards, appreciating natural looks more, maybe that intense pressure to edit everything starts to ease off a bit.
Makes sense. Valuing authenticity, pushing back against those digitally crafted ideals.
It helps build a healthier relationship, both with our own image and with what we see online.
Okay, so wrapping up, the main takeaway seemed to be AI makes editing incredibly easy, maybe too easy, feeding into unrealistic standards.
Social media pressure is a huge driver for using these tools.
And that can potentially damage our self-esteem. Plus, downloading unofficial MOD APKs carries serious security risks.
While safer alternatives do exist, ultimately, embracing authenticity seems key. So here's a final thought for you listening. In this world of easy digital alteration, how do you draw the line between, say, creative fun and feeling pressured to conform? How can we all help build a digital space that feels a bit more real and safer too?
Something to think about.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.